Blog Talk Radio.
Job seekers, career switchers, have you heard? Have you heard? TCENow.com is the place to go for career transformation.
And it is always the first place that I recommend for people that I encounter that are real, that are transparent, and they're ready to just be who they are.
You're entering TCE Radio in 5, 4, ready, steady.
Hey, happy Thursday, everyone. Don't get anxious. Get prepared. Your career engineer is right here. Never fear. We will get through this. I am convinced and I have faith. Hey, COVID-19 and beyond. Today's segment is Ask Your Career Engineer Your Live Career and Business Questions. I'm here with you for 30 minutes today to take your questions. I've got some by text, but you are welcome to call in live at 516-387-1850 to ask your questions. Push number 1 on your keypad. That gives me an alert on my switchboard that I've got someone that wants to be on international, live, global, local radio and ask your question today. We know folks are still anxious about their career and business. We understand that. We want to be a vehicle and a resource for you to make sure we can do things differently, be decent, be in order, be safe, and to make a living, because we have to make a living. So again, call in live, press 1 to talk to your career engineer. That would be me, so we can help and shed some light on this crazy, crazy situation. I mean, it is. It gets crazier every day. I think I know something, then I get new information. What I thought I knew, I don't know. So I've just come to the conclusion of #IDK. I don't know. But what I do know is I need to be safe. I need to social distance. I need to wear my mask. I need to wash my hands. That I do know. But let's talk about some numbers, because we do have some numbers here today. And for those of you who are our faithful subscribers to TCE News, which I thank you for being a part of that, get that news in your email box. That news is made fresh for you guys Friday. In fact, I'm looking at some latest news that's come out today, which I'm going to hit a little bit here. But all you have to do to get my newsletter in your box, we're doing it every Friday right now because the need is that great, is subscribe.tcenow.com. That's all you have to do. I think you get a free gift when you do that, too. I think you get an audio of one of my past shows. I think one of my national first, I think my Tavis Smiley radio show. But anyway, subscribe.tcenow.com gets you in that readership, so you can get the fresh news fresh when it comes out versus waiting to when it may get shared on social media 5 days later, okay? So talking points today of last week that's still incredibly important today. Numbers came out a few moments ago, early today, for initial claims. As we're, coming quickly to June 1st in this pandemic, and we're a little over 42 million folks since the pandemic, and these are some serious numbers, about 42 million folks, over 3 million Americans filed for unemployment last week, which raised that number of workers who've lost their jobs since this pandemic to more than 42 million. 42 million. So that's a lot, guys. There's no sugarcoating that. There's no way to change. Data is data. Numbers are numbers. Facts are facts. They don't change. But that's what's up. But I do, your career engineer is definitely the optimist, always, always the optimist. But we know we have 42. But guess what? Here's what I'm going to say in the trending that I'm thinking. Again, you're welcome to call in live. You're on chat. If you're signed into the BTR network, you can definitely chat with us or just call. You can also just listen to this show on your phone. You do not have to call in. You can just listen to me, and that's great too. But feel free to share us on your social media. Let folks know we're with you 12 noon Thursdays to keep it real. So One thing I find encouraging with the 42 million people out of work, yes, I'm going to say this, it was only, okay, yeah, only about 2 million and some odd folks last week that did their initial filing for claims. Now, if we look back in the early days of this, maybe 30 days ago, we were averaging 6 or 7 million folks. So you see, that's good news. It's going down, okay? It's going down. I'm going to find the hope and optimism and everything, guys. That's what the career engineer does. So I'm hopeful, and it's been around 2 million a week in the last, let's say, 2 or 3 weeks versus 6 million, 7 million, 6 million, okay? So it's a reduction. It's still here, and this is substantial. It's significant. We cannot hide that, but I am encouraged that it is half of what it was, okay? I'm going to give you that. It's half of what it was. Now, we also know, in fact, I was having a office conversation, social distancing, of course, with someone who is, their job is getting them in position to return to the office space, okay? Getting folks in position, having a posture, having a protocol in place, having guidelines, having whatever you want to call them, of the protocol to come back, okay, to come back in the office. And so as folks who are getting ready to come back, there are some important questions you definitely want to hit and ask with that. Now, if you are in the 757 area, I'll be on television this Monday on our NBC and our Fox affiliate. Those of you in my regional area, you'll get to see that when we do it live. But anyone else that's in any of my databases, you'll get that later. You, my network members will get it. You'll get it later. Again, if you're a subscriber of my newsletter, you'll get it too. You'll get it quicker than everybody else. But we're going to be talking about these things, the after, the COVID and beyond. How do you negotiate? I mean, what should your bosses be doing? What should the workforce be doing? Those of you that are in the market right now, you're interviewing, because we are having people who are interviewing for jobs. What is the posture? What is the onboarding? What do you need to expect? Because at the end of the day, we do understand that we have to understand where we are. We've got to be, you know, safety first. But we've got to make a living. So there's certain things I think that every individual needs to make sure you're asking your boss or potential boss organizations to see what they're doing to ensure your safety as you're making a living, okay? Because you've got to make a living. We can't not make a living. But can you – I mean, here's one of my ultimate questions with today. I mean, can we do both? I mean, can't we do both? Can't we make a living and be safe at the same time? I don't think that's a hard thing to do. I really don't. There's some things we have to do. You may not like doing them, but how else are you going to make your salary and make a living and be safe? Because you can't, you know, if you're not here, you can't make a living, right? That's what's up. So like I said, nearly 42 million folks have filed from last week, and it was 40 million last week. It's nearly 42. I do want to hit back to dealing with some here and now and the temporary, but also careful in how people are shifting. We do know that temporary world. Some folks who got furloughed or laid off, yeah, you went to work for the essentials. You went to the Amazons temporarily. You went to the Kroger temporarily. You may have picked up something in healthcare that was sort of a temporary. But now it's time to think about, I'm really careful of using that normal word because I don't think there's ever normal again. But you know I'm famous for the word next. I like the next word. So in terms of our career, the next opportunity that we're going to have, what does next look like? We definitely want to answer some questions with that, and I can give you some ideas of what I'm talking about. But one thing about the next that I want people to very much be careful about, and I'm seeing this as I'm, you know, looking around some things, and I'm also doing some polling about some things too. I like to get really fresh data from you guys, and I appreciate y'all answering some of my polls and my questions. But, you know, as we move to next, you know, still the marketplace, even though folks are thinking capitalism has changed just a little bit, I don't know. Folks think, I don't know, maybe COVID has changed the whole game, right? But what still, I think, remains is simple economics, supply and demand, gaps and needs, and pain, right? I think those things, yeah, pain. The pain principle. If something really hurts, it tends to get attention. All right? Where am I going with this, right? I need to make sure I know where I'm going. When something really hurts, it tends to get the attention. So there's going to be occupations and opportunities in the workforce. It's painful. It really, really hurts. So it's going to get the most attention, meaning it's going to get its talent needs filled. It's going to get its whatever that industry needs to get the right folk in there. They're going to do what they got to do to get the best talent in this particular space, because it's painful to not have that field. So there's going to be, from just a common sense perspective, from economic perspective, okay, from the squeaky wheel gets the oil perspective, as we're talking about career intelligence and what the workforce looks like for next, all of this is going to be a factor in how you brand yourself and how you get yourself that opportunity to win that opportunity, the pain point, the need, filling the gap, the sense of urgency, your trainability, your flexibility. Yeah, having certain certifications will be helpful. Yeah, having degrees and on-demand situations will be helpful. But we're also needing, we as everyone. I'm an entrepreneur. I was having a conversation with folks I insource and outsource with on what I need. And it was a surprising conversation, and my voice got elevated a little bit today, because things I need is for folks to know how to communicate. That's what I need. Granted, they are bright and smart and have everything, but we don't have a whole. COVID has reduced the time equity of having to figure stuff out. I don't have hours and days, okay? I don't. But we have a block of time to fix it. That's the pain point. Fix it. So folks who have that type, your communication skills, can get in a meeting and make that meeting be productive with immediate next steps, okay, or steps for next, whatever you want to call it. And you're that person, and yep, maybe you have a degree or you don't. Or yep, maybe you have 20 years in the game or doing this or not. But you can bring that into the table, for particularly for the industries where there's gaps. I'm going to tell you, you're going to listen to me, with the 42 million people or not. That's the stuff that wins. That's the secret sauce, guys. There's nothing, rocket scientists abound and they're certified and everything, but if they can't communicate and they can't do next level things, if they can't get steps to move and be efficient in our time, part of what happened prior to COVID, and I would love to get someone to challenge me on some of this stuff, but this is where I tell you, this is so interesting where things are making a line here or being re-engineered or reimagined. We spent a lot of time doing a lot of talking and not getting a whole lot of stuff done. Anyone who's known me for years kind of knows I despise meetings. And I want you to hear it the right way. It's not that I don't mind powerful and practical conversations to deal with a problem so that we can deal with it and have some next steps and best practices and lessons learned and get it done. But a lot of meetings I've been a part of have been like drawn out, talking and PowerPoint myself to death and everything, and I have no idea what we just accomplished in the 2 hours of energy impacted in this thing with some of the most powerful people on the planet, or at least powerful in the places and spaces I'm at, and we walk away, and I have no idea. I have no idea what we just accomplished. And at the end of the meeting, this even happened this morning, at the end of the meeting, a very critical piece of information was waited to the end of the meeting to be dispelled versus in the beginning. So there was so much strategy and thought and whatever you want to call that thing, where we're all thinking and figuring it out and all that stuff, and nothing happened. So at the end of the meeting, someone decided to share what was important. Oh, my God. I couldn't take it anymore. So you can imagine. We got to begin with the end in mind, right? You got to begin with the end in mind. We can't leave the nugget at the end. So my point is, what am I saying? My point is, folks that can do those things, COVID has revealed much, but it's also revealed a caliber of worker, employee, entrepreneur, independent contractor that can make next happen now, that can use all the intellect you have, use the wisdom, use the discernment, use the experience, use the academic know-how, use the application know-how, use your problem-solving method, use your beta testing method, use your user experience protocols, whatever you got in the box. But you got to do it in like 15-minute increments and be able to, maybe don't talk so much in the meeting, but think it through process engineer it, that thing, reverse engineer it, whatever the words that we need to say. But that person can do that in administrative roles, in IT, in human services, in mental health, in engineering, in manufacturing, in supply chain work, and I can go on and on, in artistry, in music, in entertainment, in telecommunications, I mean, in social work, in clinical psychology. You get where I'm coming from? That's what COVID has revealed. And you have to make sure that when you're interviewing or on your digital branding or your piece of paper called the resume that you will, that part of you, and this is my opinion, which has produced the results we have in TCE as a fact, that's what is going to help you compete against the 42 million. Everyone can actually go to the dashboard of their state departments, of the workforce department, the Department of Labor, whatever you call them. You can look and see in your state or your locality what your competition is. Most of us, if we've got this 2 million folks that are, well, the 42 million folks that's out of work, most, I know in my state, it's about six figures. We're at six figures of unemployment, new initial claims. So you got like, you know, used to be 3,000 people a week. It's probably, I know in Virginia it's hit 100,000 in 1 week. Easy. I mean, we might be in the hundreds of thousands right now of that 42 million cumulative number. So to compete against that is not just these buzzwords on your resume and the buzzwords you were told to talk about at an interview. It's about, can you make next happen effectively, efficiently, gosh, accurately? You know, I mean, details matter, okay? Details do matter. And can you do all that? I mean, can you work it out? Can you get it done? And I'm finding that the get it done folks are the ones having a better experience. It's going to be tough. It's going to be difficult. No, I'm not sugarcoating anything. I wish, trust me, in my business, I'd love for things to be a different conversation all around. It would be easier. I know what it takes to get people hired. It's just now it's going to take a whole lot more. And you got to be ready for that. But I still say, don't go in there with a less than mentality. Go in there with, I got it to go. I'm more than enough. I'm good enough. So that's what's up. So again, this is TCE Radio. I just had to put that out there. I really did, because I how people are shifting, how you're going to get to next. Your shifting is very important now. And it's very important now. But the shift I want folks to really capture, this is the social worker in me, is the shift inside. And you're going to find, I mean, I have people even pitching to come on the show. I mean, great books are writing, but there's books everywhere coming out. Good. I mean, I am five books behind. I got to find someone to write for me. But then again, I don't like it when people write for me, because then they're not writing in my language. So that makes it difficult. But everyone has career after, with careers after COVID. All of that stuff is flooding the market now. But as I'm looking at it, I don't see anything new. It ain't them buzzwords on that resume that's going to make you stand out. It's going to have to be the things you do to get to next to make you stand out, which is going to do some things totally above and beyond what your competition is doing, because that's what's going to help you to stand out. And we can get into that. But definitely make sure you get my subscribe.tcenow.com tomorrow. Get it in your email. You can also, when you get that email, if you have a question, you can email me back by hitting reply. It's just, we want to give you guys some really, really good stuff and some news and intelligence so you can make smart decisions, so you can be a part of the folks that get hired next month. June is right around the corner. I believe June 1st is Monday. So June is right around the corner. And we've got the summer month that we have got to work so that you can hear I'm hired in September or August. You know, normally good employers take a couple weeks. You don't want that quick, fast, in a hurry employer right now. I mean, maybe you do. Some of us might have a temporary game plan, and that's fine. All due respect, because you got to keep the lights on. But I'm talking about the FTE, the career that I want to stick with, the career so I can feed my family, the career that I can have life and have it more abundantly, career. So those kind of job opportunities or career opportunities are going to take a month or a month and a half for vetting on both sides, right? So you don't, you know, quick, fast, and hurry, that's okay for the temporary. No worries there. But I'm talking about next. So don't go nowhere. You're going to hear one of my push-ups. I'm going to come back. And, again, if you have a question or comment, you can push one. I appreciate those listening on the switchboard. I see your numbers. Don't know who everybody is. That's okay. That's all good. But we want to thank those who are listening right here on the switchboard. Remember, TCE Radio, we're with you on – when are we with you? We're with you on Thursdays at 12 noon live for that 30 minutes because that's all you need. I'm convinced 30 minutes is all we need, guys. So we can make sure that we're not anxious but prepared. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
A push-up moment from the career engineer. Failure happens when you try to become something you are not. There is no one on this planet just like you. Learn to embrace and accept your originality, your body composition, the hue of your complexion, your voice, your essence, and your professional style. My message to you, accept who you are. Thank you for listening. This is Francina Harrison, the Career Engineer.
Guys, just coming back live here, TCE Radio, the engineer right here. You know, a couple things, too. Obviously, I didn't lead the show with the information with all the bad news that's happened in America in the last 24 hours. Believe it or not, your career engineer wants PTR Radio to be a good news portal, except for the news we hear with the jobs. So didn't lead with that. In fact, I got a little text about, you know, that. So what I will say to everyone, please understand that there's enough news out here. I don't want anyone to be unaware of what's happening in America. We know we hit some milestones with the losses of citizens that we lost, a significant milestone that nobody is proud about, and we should make sure that we have thoughts and prayers for that family, those families that's going through that. I know what's happened in the unrest in the cities of America in the last 24 hours, but you've got enough Twitter and you've got enough CNN and you've got enough MSNBC and Fox News to keep you engaged in that. I want this portal to be something else, and that's why I personally did not share those things. I'm not trying to be in denial because I will be hitting the news tomorrow, and most likely in my newsletter I might share some of those things. But as you heard me say, your career engineer is one of those eternal optimists. There's got, you know, maybe we're bleeding right now, we're hurt, this is what we do. We shouldn't destroy property, of course we shouldn't. We're upset, we're angry. COVID has revealed much, and that's, we're seeing a lot of inequities and things of that nature, and folks who have been affected, and the senseless murders of people who look like me is disgusting. It's not good. Most folks may have had the conversations with their young ones or your family members. As a person of brown and black ancestry, I've had that conversation for years, unfortunately. And it hasn't changed, so that says something. But what I will say, as the optimist and the career engineer, again, Thursdays, we want to keep it real. We want to keep it relevant. This is talk career talk radio. We want to do what we can to make sure you have life and have life abundantly. Career, life, and business is what we're about. And under the life space, yeah, people, let's do the right thing for the right reason. Stay informed, stay intelligent, be smart. Please make smart choices. Please make smart choices, absolutely. And that's all. I want to use Forrest Gump, and that's all I have to say about that, right? Now, to news again. Let me, you know, on one of my if you follow me on Twitter, which is at Career Engineer on Twitter, and I believe on my LinkedIn, some of you are connected to me on LinkedIn, and I think my personal profile, which I probably should have put on business, I've gotten a little flack from my faith community on this, but that's okay. I like to ask questions and see what you guys say. And I posed a poll if any of us are connected on my profile, and I most likely should have done this in my business one, but about essential services, because, you know, essentials are hiring. They haven't stopped hiring. A lot of the essential employers around here have given bonus pay and hazard pay to their employees, because you ask these folks, these frontline folks, not just the doctors and the nurses. We're talking to folks at the grocery store. We're talking about the folks at the Home Depots and stocking the shelves and taking care of the babies. We've got some child care centers that had to remain open to take care of children for those folks who had to go to work. And a lot of those folks got $2 more an hour. Some of them got bonuses because they had to go to work. And unfortunately, we lost several because in the early days, we didn't know the protocols. Wear a mask, don't wear a mask. Wash your hands, don't wash your hands, all that stuff. But these folks went to work so that the rest of us could stay home. And for that, they were incentivized. You know, most get, they never missed a paycheck. Some may have gotten more incentives because it's hard to tell someone, come out and do something dangerous so that others can stay home. So the question became the conversation about essential and faith-based. So I put a poll out in America. Again, it's on my LinkedIn, it's on my Twitter, and I believe it's on my Facebook, but my profile on Facebook, I need to move it to the business. That's not really, it seemed to make some people kind of wondering why would I ask such a question. But the question was, and it still is, because I'd love to see what you guys say, that since the other employers had to do as essential workforce, and remember, for work, the word essential for work is not the meaning of essential of importance. And I just felt that some people took that out of context. Alpha workers, and some of us, like, I don't ever want to work in an alpha situation because that means I have to always go to work. But some people do. Fire, rescue, healthcare, you know, certain, the post office, essential. They never shut down. They're essential, okay? Food, it's essential. The grocery stores are part of the essential workforce to keep food on our shelves so we can eat. Eating is essential, right? Medicine is essential. So folks that have to work in those spaces got more money. So my question was on the poll, if worship centers or houses of worship are now considered essential, should they pay back pay or hazard duty pay to their staff, and which meant their employees and their musicians? Because there are some churches who want to be essential, and they took it to, meaning you're not saying we're important. Of course, faith is essential. I'm a woman of faith. But essential by classification for work is a different level of essential. And if you are going to be classified that way, should you be paying the folks that you're making come to church hazard duty pay or bonuses and back pay continuously? And I'm really, it's interesting what I'm getting, you know. And what's really interesting are folks who are looking at the poll but won't vote, because I think depending on your narrative, either if you say, yes, we should pay them, well, that says something. But if you say, no, we shouldn't pay them, well, then that also says something. I just want to get the data. So let me be clear to folks who are wondering, what is she? Why is she asking that question? Because it's a question, and I like to get data from real folk. And what's been really great is I've gotten data from different types of religious sects. So I think that's really interesting, too, because I did not say a particular faith. I said houses of worship. So I thank you for those who are different faiths other than mine, which is fine, who chimed in. And I really would love to know what the people say. And as of today, as I'm reporting on my show, 75% of the pollers said, yes, the churches should pay their staff back pay and hazard duty pay if they're to be considered essential, you know, because if you're going to make people come in and make, you know, because that's grocery store, childcare, police, fire, healthcare, nurses are making more money, you know, I mean, certain organizations. And with the CARES Act, there were funds that you could help pay more. So, you know, that was just a question. Folks, don't take it personal. It was just a question. But I tell you, I put things out there and I get such an response. So if you haven't had an opportunity to check that out, if you do follow me on Twitter, at Career Engineer on Twitter, LinkedIn, I believe I put it there and on my profile. I think I will move it to my business page. I'm going to get some flack for it, but that's okay. I am a data gatherer. In fact, did you know, folks, data scientists are making a killing out here right now? I think the average salary for a data scientist, and that's there, sometimes it's word data analysis, data scientist, it's about $107,000 a year. Yeah, to figure out all that data. So all I did was some data gathering, and folks felt some kind of way. I just don't know what to say. Pray for me, and I'll pray for you. But 75% so far said yes, so I thought that was really interesting. So listen, guys, thanks for catching me live today. Remember, this is your show. You can give us a call. I love how you guys are listening to me because it gives me more time to talk. But please understand, you can talk to me live on the radio. Catch us Thursdays right here, 12 noon, on TCE Radio. I will be off next week live, but I will have a pre-recorded segment for you. Got to get some little healthcare stuff done. Yeah, all during COVID. Who knew? So catch the replay, but I won't be here live next week. But the show must go on. P.T. Barnum said that. You guys be blessed. Please be safe this weekend. Thank you for joining. Make sure you set a reminder if you haven't so you don't miss the show. Wear your mask.